Number two. We've been to Italy a couple of times. We've driven both times. I don't mind driving. I really quite enjoy it. But in those days, you had all different currencies. We stayed overnight in Dunkirk and paid for bed and breakfast in French francs. Then we drove to Belgium and paid for mid-morning coffee in Belgian francs. And then on into Luxembourg. We bought petrol there because it was cheaper, and so we used their currency. We stopped for a picnic there too. And then in the afternoon, we drove on into Germany, had some food, and of course we had to pay for that in marks. Four different currencies by tea time. We stayed with a friend's family in southern Germany, and the following day, crossed the border into Switzerland. And there, of course, we used Swiss francs. Then over into Italy, where we had to start using Italian lira. Six currencies in 2 days. We knew, of course, before we started that we would need all this, so we bought a bit of each. But on the way back, we converted bit by bit all the currency that we wouldn't need again, changing all our lira into Swiss francs, and then all that into German marks. Quite crazy. And we probably lost quite a bit that way. But now they use euros all the way, except Switzerland. It's so much easier. And so you don't lose so much.